most valuable person on the planet. Oh, and coming up after 7:30, the WTF game. Everybody's talking about it. Like, what were they thinking? It's a game featuring the most ridiculous judicial decisions in honor of Jussie Smollett. We're only going to play it once, but it's going to be big. An opportunity for you to win prizes. And as always on this show, you can always ask for a lifeline from anybody on the show for help. You might want to use Grzanich in this case. So we'll do that after 7:30. The most valuable person on the planet is a retired doctor. Dr. Bill Benge joins us now. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
What type of doctor are you?
Well, I'm a retired doctor.
You're a retired Winnetka doctor. You were a doctor of what?
Right. I was a cardiologist and practiced at Northwestern Lake Forest Hospital and until June of last year.
Oh, I was born there.
Oh, very good.
It's a lovely hospital, and they've actually, the addition is gorgeous.
A whole new hospital. It's beautiful.
What, they put on like a back deck for a barbecue or something?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Even bigger.
Mm. And as part of your retirement and keeping busy and helping folks, you were working at a restaurant?
Right. My daughter works at Trifecta Grill in Winnetka, and they were short a busser. So my wife was at her home visiting her folks, and my daughter said, well, you're not doing anything tonight. She doesn't think I do anything since I retired. So as serendipity would have it, I went to, I thought, well, it'd be kind of fun to help out. So I went to the restaurant, and
and you're within bussing
about
tables?
15 minutes, they were shouting, oh, a woman is choking.
Oh, geez.
And so I went over to her table and did something called the Heimlich maneuver, mm-hmm. which we could talk about a little bit. But mm-hmm. she was choking and not moving any air, and I was able to clear her airway with the Heimlich maneuver, which is just abdominal thrusts, but mm-hmm. it's a very important way to be able to help someone that's choking and can't breathe.
I actually had this done to me, the Heimlich. I was Heimliched once.
Well, there you go.
And so I understand the receiving end. I've not had to Heimlich someone else, but I understand the method has changed.
Well, there has been some controversy in the past about whether to do back blows first with the heel of the hand between the shoulder blades and then do the abdominal thrust. But the key is sort of to be able to understand that you need to act, and you need to act quickly. You have to be aware of the situation, assess it, and then act. So basically the Heimlich maneuver is where you stand behind the victim, and this is an adult victim that's not pregnant. Put your thumb side of your fist against the abdomen just above the navel and wrap your other hand around, and then give upward thrusts toward the belly or rib cage. You're below the rib cage, but that forces air, the diaphragm up, and forces air out, and many times will dislodge the object that's obstructing the airway.
Dr. Benge, in most cases, it's better to act than to not act for fear of doing it incorrectly, right?
Absolutely. And by the way, when I was doing this, team called 911. So it's very important to act quickly because it doesn't take very long without oxygen for injury to the brain to occur.
And the obvious question is the woman okay?
Yes, she's doing fine. She finished her meal and was able to leave. But she's one of about 5,000 people annually who die from, she didn't die,
right.
Thank goodness, but about 5,000 people die in the U.S. every year from choking, and a goodly number of them are older. Maybe they have some other medical conditions that interfere with their swallowing abilities.
Yeah, I mean, when this happened to me, I was in my early, it's 15 years ago, so I was, 42, 43 years old. And I did the stupid thing that I really want people not to do. As a man, I thought, well, I'm just going to go to the men's room and I'll take care of this myself. I'll stick my finger down my throat or whatever.
Right.
Fortunately, the maitre d' saw me and immediately Heimlich me in front of a line of people trying to get a table on a Friday night. So, hey, is that Steve Cochran coughing up a steak?
You're absolutely right, and that's a key point. Is don't go away from the crowd. In fact, become an object of the crowd.
Right.
So they know you're doing it. And the universal sign for choking is to put both your hands up to your throat, which you'll probably be doing anyways if you're choking.
Mm-hmm.
We live there,
yeah.
You know. So we eat at Trifecta Grill, and I like knowing that one of the bussers is a doctor now, and that he'll be able to assist me.
Well, he was only working one night. I don't know that they're going to keep him.
Well, I've been promoted to bartender now.
Oh, congratulations.
I like that his daughter made him do it, because I know my sister and I boss my dad around. Like, you're going to come help me when I need it.
Well, she's pretty good at that.
She must be very proud.
Well, she is. One other thing I'd want to point out is that you don't have to be a doctor to do the Heimlich maneuver. You can be the busboy, the manager. You could be a bystander. So it's something you can actually look at online and learn how to do it. There's videos, et cetera. So it's a good thing to know, especially if you're in the food industry.
Doctor, I would also add, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, you don't have to be physically larger than the person that's choking.
No, you don't.
So that's important.
But if you can't get your arms around them, you can do abdominal thrust if someone's lying on the ground to try to clear their airway. And obviously, if someone starts to pass out, you need to lie them down safely, and then you should continue to make every effort. And hopefully, someone has called 911 and they're on the way.
Steve Rozenich.
Yeah, I know sometimes there are people say that they're afraid to step in because they're afraid that they might be sued. But aren't there good Samaritan laws that protect people who step up and try to save people's lives like this?
Absolutely, there are. And, you know, I'm sensitive to that being a physician. But,
sure.
You know, I would rather try and, you know, if somebody's going to die, you got to do everything you can to
try. Yeah, you want to spend the rest of your life wondering if you should have? I mean, that's
right.
No way to live.
I think the jury would be favorable if you did get sued. But I think there are good Samaritan laws that do protect you.
Is there any chance that you set this up with this woman so you'd look good in front of your daughter?
I did a Jesse, huh?
No, yeah, exactly. I guess that's the new description of it. We could call it that. Listen, you're right. A good man, Dr. Benj, and thank you for being out there. You know, God puts people in places for a reason, and you were there for a reason that night.
Well, thank you for telling the story.
All right, hold the line if you would, please. That's Dr. Benj.